3. Friday night, Saturday morning. Rusty Santoro, the family, the scum. The apartment was cool and dark as Rusty threw his books on the sofa. The persistent ticking of the beat-up cuckoo clock kept the feeling of everything together, like a glue of sound. He sometimes felt, if it weren't for that damned clock always going, the household would fall apart. He didn't know why he felt that way, but he had the queer feeling the clock was the magnet in the joint. He heard a clattering sound from the kitchen and knew his mother was in there, moaning and working, preparing chow for Dolores and himself, and for Pops if he came home tonight, which was pretty slim chancy. "Russell?" His mother's voice came echoing out of the kitchen. He nodded his head tiredly and knew she would call again. He got some sort of strange pleasure from making her call twice.
"Russell, that you?"
"Yeah, Ma, me."
"Where you been? School let out 2 hours ago. You been running the streets again with them kids?"
Her voice was like an ancient steam radiator, puff-puffing, never stopping, till late in the night when it went cold with sleep. "I stayed after school, worked in the shop," he lied.
"You telling me the truth?"
She knew when he was cutting the corners of truth. He didn't know why he always did it, because telling her the truth would have been just as easy. But some perverse inclination always substituted another alibi.
"Yes, yes, yes, for Christ's sakes, I'm telling the truth."
She came out of the kitchen, wiping her red hands on a dish towel.
"Don't use the Lord's name in vain in this house."
"Oh, no," Rusty thought tiredly. "She's on the savior kick today. She must have stumbled across Pop's Bible. This'll be a good night, I can tell." "Yes, ma'am," he said aloud.
"Now,"
she was relentless,
"where was you? You didn't come home last night."
"I told you, Ma, I was around last night, just out, like, and I stayed after school today in a wood shop. Don't you believe me?" Her face drew tight about the eyes.
"You lying to me again? What about last night?"
He knew there was no point in continuing. He changed the subject. "Dolo get home yet?" As though it were understood that he had lied, but that the discussion was closed, Rusty's mother shook her head slowly.